Are you looking to make a podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's free. Nothing is better than free. Am I right? Anchor provides creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, which is very refreshing for very fresh, new podcasts looking to get their start. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Well, well, well. Here we are once again, chasing Wendigos and Skinwalkers. These subscribers sent in what they claimed to be true, creepy experiences with Skinwalkers and Wendigos. Joining me today is my good friend Vidith22. I'm sure most of you are aware of who he is, but if you're not, please check out his channel if you enjoy his voice. You can find his link to his channel in the description down below. He covers a lot of interesting paranormal and supernatural videos on his channel. If you have a story you would like to share in a future video, whether it be a Skinwalker, Wendigo, or something different, be sure to submit that at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. Now, without further ado, let's get into these creepy Wendigo and Skinwalker stories. I was told to never speak their names, as doing so would invite them to come for me. I remember this story like it happened yesterday. I was a sophomore at the age of 14 living on the Navajo reservation, staying after school to make up on some late assignments. I had just missed the late bus that would take us students out of town and back to where we lived. That said, this meant I had to trek 4 miles to get home. As I'm quite impatient, something common among teenagers, I decided, screw it, I'd walk home. While walking home, I'd encountered some drunks trying to hitch a ride from passerbys, but I never felt any sense of danger from them. I felt this was partly due to me being a teenager and also due to the chill tunes coming from the music I was listening to. I wasn't bebopping to the music for long before the sun slowly began fading away behind the mesa. And as I was a fairly clumsy kid and would often trip when wandering in the dark blindly, before I knew it, I'd reached the halfway mark along the way home. It is here a tunnel cuts under the highway, and as I began to head toward the tunnel, I was suddenly overtaken by the unmistakable feeling of being watched. I took my earphone out of my ear to hear and listened closely to see if there were any odd noises, but to my surprise, there wasn't much noise at all. I stood still for about 5 minutes, until I mustered the courage to begin walking once more. As I began my walk, I remember my grandfather's always telling us to be very wary in the complete darkness, as spirits would often wander in the search of lost and alone people. I felt myself shiver for a moment, as I watched my surroundings closely while walking. After a while, though, I believed I was letting the dark get to me, and my mind was merely playing tricks, and so I relaxed. It was when I was about a mile from my home that I suddenly had the sense of being watched overtaking me again. This was followed by the sound of a dried plant crunching underfoot. My mind began to race with the possibility that something, or someone, might be stalking me while I walked. I tried to calm myself and tell myself it's probably just an animal, but then it hit me that I'd never seen animals in the area, and it wasn't a very common thing to see wildlife in the area, especially not the area I was walking through. Naturally, once I'd eliminated animals as a possibility, my mind shot straight to the scariest thing I'd been warned of. What if it was a skinwalker? My grandfather had warned me about them. And while I didn't want to believe it could be one, the rotting stench that now wafted upon my nose made the possibility all too real for me, The smell was a rotten mix of old garbage and death. I seized my movement and took my earphone out once more, and what I heard chilled my bones and still does to this day. It was the sound of my father's voice. If my hearing was correct, it was coming from right behind me. The thing is, I knew it wasn't him at all because he left the family picture a long time ago and didn't make so much as a hint that he'd ever return. I stood as still as possible until I began to hear the crunching of dried out plants as if someone was walking towards me. About 15 yards away, the sound began to get faster and louder. Without hesitation, I ran as fast as I could, not daring to look back. There was the strong sound of wind passing through my ears as I ran, but terrifyingly, there was a louder, more distinct sound of footsteps gaining on me. My heart raced. My entire body was pulsing with fear. Only a half mile to home now, I thought. I need to keep pushing forward. It'd be over soon enough, I told myself. I couldn't tell how long it had took after running to get home. As I got closer to my house, I saw the streetlight behind the trees that were partially blocking the light. Only about 200 meters now. I began sprinting to my house, and as I got close to the door, I tried to pull out the keys from my pocket. Crap, I think as I dropped them. I turned around to grab my keys, and that's when I saw it still running. This monstrosity was at least 6 feet tall, now taking long strides. It reached out its arm, and it looked like it was just bones and a little flesh on it. I grabbed the keys and booked it to the door. I reached the door, unlocked it, and as I opened it wide, I felt a strong tug on my jacket and I fell back and heard a rip. I quickly got up and looked and realized it only got part of my jacket, but it was crouched by the corner of my house. I ran inside, tried to close the door, but then I felt a force pushing against the door. I was so scared, I began to cry. I pushed with all my might and the door finally shut. I fell to the floor exhausted. I began to hear my father's voice calling out to me asking for help. This thing was using my father's voice, and it kept apologizing for disappearing from our lives, but I knew it wasn't my father. A faint tapping on the door and windows began. I heard it breathing and pacing around my house. I began to hyperventilate, and then everything went dark. I woke up later unsure if I had passed out from fear or exhaustion. I went outside only to see footprints around my house and a couple of bones trailing off into the wooded area I lived next to. I'll never forget this experience. My family had returned about 30 minutes after I woke, and right off the bat my great-grandfather said, "Yanni," in my native language, which means skinwalker. After a couple of days, I was still in shock. But just to warn you all, do not speak their names, and do not look into their eyes, or they will take you, and more than likely kill you.
I've lived in the woods of northeastern Florida for pretty much my whole life. I grew up fishing and hunting during the day and playing video games and music at night. I've never really been that scared of the wilderness, and in fact, I would often outright seek out the isolation of fishing in a remote part of the St. John's River. I'm 18 years old, and I've never experienced such a strange and scary sequence of events, at least so far. Though, I never wish to go through this again. A little background on my family history. My mom was married to this guy from Ohio. Complete jackass, big ego. He even kind of looked like Alex Trebek, just to top it all off. Well, one day, something happened between my brother and one of his daughters, and the marriage ended. Also, if you've never been to Florida, there are pockets of modern-looking neighborhoods in the middle of nowhere. And that's where we were. Anyway, we moved out and back into this small house for rent that was in this rural neighborhood, which I was glad about. What was weird was that as my mom had gone back to the house to get her last bit of things, she told me she could see the ghost of a man who looked like my former stepfather's dead grandfather, shaking his head, but she could tell it wasn't at her. This was especially weird coming from my mom, because she's not usually the superstitious type. I think nothing of it, and continue on with my mundane life. Fast forward a few months. This is where it gets weird. So I was hanging out with my friend, B, is what we'll call him. We like to go climb radio towers and break into places and such. So this one night, we decide to go climb this radio tower in the middle of a cow field, right off the main road, and through about 2 miles of woods at night, so no one would see us. It's not that creepy. I'm used to the dark. I was born in it. B then tells me about he feels like someone is behind us, and I see him turn on the lights to his phone in the direction behind us. I reassure him that it's nothing. Then he tells me about how the last time he was here, he heard someone whispering his name, and that he also saw flying orbs around the top of the radio tower. I laughed it off and convinced him to lighten up, and we continued on. All goes well as we climb to the top, a great view of the lights of the small town we live in, and the stars. We climb back down, and then he tells me to get down. We both land right on cow manure. He tells me that he hears something moving. I tell him that it's probably a boar. He then tells me that he feels like it's way bigger and bipedal. I can kind of make out a skinny, dark figure milling around near the entrance to the woods. I'd like to think it's just showing up randomly and wasn't tracking us. Freaked out, I try and rationalize it as maybe being a Florida black bear. He tells me we need to get out of here, and I agree. We take off. This time we run a mile towards the road and hop the barbed wire fence. I still don't know how we did that. It hurt like hell. As we walk back, he tells me that his girlfriend at the time, who lives in the middle of nowhere even for us, has seen weird shit like that too. Orbs, human figures, voices. And later on, she even told me about an old school bus near the road that leads to her house with old toys in it, and so much more that I could write on and on about. But carrying on with the story, B and I hit up a friend and we get some weed to smoke. We roll up a joint, enjoy a much-needed high, and talk about all sorts of things. He then says he needs to go home, so we part ways. My house is only 3 miles away, short for me. All goes well on the way back. I listen to Static X on Spotify. Good walking home in the middle of the night in rural Florida material. Then my phone dies, and I hear this humming noise. I chalk it up to the wind or an electric car or something. Right as I think about how weird it was that my phone died at 23%, the humming gets louder. I don't fully understand why, but that sound aroused a kind of fear in me, which I've only ever felt a handful of times. Then I see a light up the road. But it wasn't like car headlights, and more like a train. The humming gets even louder, and out of primal instinct, I jump over a wooden fence into another cow field and go prone. I wait there for half a minute, and I glance up over the lower part of the fence. I see two guys in U.S. military uniforms in a camo-colored Humvee. The driver window was rolled down, and he had a flashlight, and he was scanning the area. It looked like the passenger had one, too. I don't know if they saw me, or if I was what they were looking for. My mind whirled with questions, but I reluctantly resumed my journey home. I walked down my street. I see the familiar street names and houses. I see my house, facing the familiar dark woods. But suddenly, I felt scared, like I was being watched. But not like a wild animal would. Watched, as in hunted. I suck it up, and continue on, when I see a mother deer rustle out of the bushes, along with her two children. I laugh, relieved that it was nothing more than a bunch of cute little deer, and continue walking. Then, out of nowhere, I hear a loud, high-pitched shriek. The deer bolted, and I did the same. Afraid to look behind me, I fumbled for my house key and somehow managed to get inside of my house without waking anyone, not even my dog, who was always waking up in the middle of the night, with her barking at cats and cars. In fact, she was hiding under my mom's bed. I didn't sleep. The next morning, I heard screaming from the woods, which sounded like a mixture of animal and human. Everyone around us was disturbed, and eventually, the cops were called, and there was an expedition in those woods. All that was found was some bones of animals and a deer corpse, probably the one I saw. I talked to Bee's girlfriend, and she said she heard the screaming too, as she lives on the other side of the woods in front of my house. I still live there, and I still feel like I'm being watched. Sometimes I hear more screaming, but no one does anything. I also saw a pair of dead, white, glowing eyes out of my window. I think my mom is finally starting to get the message because we're moving soon. I have more stories from both me and my friends, and maybe I'll share those on this show someday.
I used to hunt fairly often. The day everything changed started off relatively normally. In the end, however, I would never go hunting again. It was a hot summer day, and I was wandering the woods, heading for my tree stand. I really enjoyed nature, and so when I reached my tree stand, I sat down feeling fairly relaxed and excited at the idea of another day out in nature. This would change rather quickly. I was sitting there for a solid 67 seconds before I heard a noise. It didn't sound like the normal deer or coyote I hunted. It was odd, and it startled me at first. Eventually the noise went away though, so I forgot about it for a time. I got a little stir-crazy after a bit. I began walking around. About 7 minutes into my walk, I heard the strange noise again. Baffled and a little curious, I look through the scope of my rifle, and that's when I see something I have never seen before. It was an unearthly, an evil creature. The mere sight of the thing had me sprinting through the woods. It looked part human, and part monster, if that makes any sense. But when I got closer, I saw it was a man with a knife. Freaked out by the presence of this guy, I ran. It wasn't more than a few seconds before he somehow caught up with me. He was inhumanly fast. At that moment, I was so startled by this that I attempted to shoot this quote-unquote man. It slowed them down at first. I began screaming in pain. I thought to myself, I stopped my pursuer. Good. That thought was short-lived, however, as soon as he starts running again. I'm at a loss and thinking, what the hell? I'm positive I shot this guy and he shouldn't be running. It was clear he could outrun me, and so I thought the next best thing I could do was try to hide. I ducked behind a rock, the only cover I could find at the time. It was the only thing that was close to me, and this man or thing slows down and starts walking right in my direction. I'm thinking to myself, great, I'm screwed, and I'm preparing to unload everything I have into the guy, when he stops right in front of me, and by some saving grace of God, another shot goes off in the distance. This strange man, creature, thing runs in the direction of the shot, and, seeing my only opportunity to escape, I booked it to my house. The second I got home, I called the cops, and they went to check the woods. It took them a solid 2 hours before they finally came back. They informed me they searched high and low for this quote-unquote man, but they couldn't find anyone. They didn't even find evidence of anyone out there besides myself. I thanked the officers for their time and decided right then and there that I was never going hunting again. I need some advice. I don't want to give up my location, but I will say I'm in an area based close to Navajo land. The most identifying information I'll give is that I'm in Maricopa County. My issue is that I work at night, and about mid-April, I noticed something strange. I've never heard bird calls at night until this happened. I stopped my car to have a smoke and was getting ready to hop out when I had a striking feeling to turn my radio down and roll down my window and listen. The well-lit parking lot was filled in, and what sounded like three of the same loud bird calls were ringing across the parking lot. It was like several birds were talking loudly across the parking lot at each other. The sound was piercing and tilting, and the bird calls itself filtered through what sounded like several types of different calls, all in a single sequence. I got the sense these birds were practicing their calls or something. They were loud and did not stop but chittered faster and more excitedly as I stepped out with my smoke and lighter. My chest tightened with panic and the darkness that pressed against the edge of the parking lot filled me with a deep terror. I climbed right back into my car and got the hell out of there. As I drove away, I caught sight of my car's clock and tried not to think about how unsettling it was that birds were so active at 1 a.m. I heard that ominous, cycling bird call follow me to work and home for the next week after that. It didn't take a single day off. One time, in the early morning, I heard it begin to imitate a younger-sounding bird, and since then, it's varied between that and cycling chirps. The week after that, the calls have been present but less persistent. Tonight, I had a dream I was driving with a neighbor I'd never met before when a human-sized animal on two legs came up to the car and stopped it by placing its fur-molted, mushroom-colored hands or hooves on my passenger side of the hood. I wanted to scream and warn my neighbor, "That's it, that's the skinwalker." But before I could say anything, and before I knew the creature would turn its head and look at me, I woke up. I had this dream today, and I knew I needed to ask for help. I've had several Navajo clients who I've thought of asking, but I didn't want to be rude or bring bad luck onto them. So I'm hoping to find some help here by sharing my story on your show. My gut instinct is telling me to just punch this thing in the face if it shows up, but I figured I should find out the correct answer before it came to that. Since the first parking lot incident, I've strongly felt that this is a skinwalker, and I'm not entirely sure why. One last thing is, I know you may have sent this skinwalker after me, but as far as I know, she's got no native ties. Any thoughts? Can people that are outside of the Navajo culture send skinwalkers after people? July 2018, I went to this hill slash mountain thing near where I live called the Tor. It's pretty cool and has a lot of wooded areas and is quite high up. It has a distinct smell which sometimes rises over and isn't there all the time. It's like rotting meat and sometimes the hint of fish. It's a bit weird, but nothing too bad. There are times though, it's quite suffocating, almost like an aerosol. Anyway, one day in July of 2018, I went there and that smell was there, but I didn't care much. I was used to it at this point. I went over to the wooded area, and sometimes there's sheep that come into the wooded area, and usually, they act idly like normal sheep do. It's a bit weird but quite funny when you're with your friends. The wooded area is completely filled with bones. We just suspect are from dead rabbits or dead sheep, and it's nothing too unusual. At least that's what I thought anyway. As long as it's not human bones, nobody cares, right? At any rate, I was up there by myself, and the sheep were just lying on their backs. It was very creepy. I mean, a choking smell, bones flooding this entire wooded area, and sheep looking idle on their backs. Every so often, one or two would make some sort of choking noise. This continues on for hours, and I'm genuinely perplexed and not finding it very funny at all. Off in the distance, I heard a sound. It's hard to explain it. It was like a mix of a human voice and an animalistic growling. This spooks me, and I decide to look in the distance. I see what I think is just a tree at first, but as I begin to relax and think my mind is playing tricks on me, I notice what I thought was a tree appeared to move. Yes, this tree-sized figure literally moved. Seeing it clearly isn't a tree, and noticing the foul, death-like stench is growing stronger, I do my best to back away slowly. I then notice this thing is hurtling toward me, at which point I bolt the heck out of there and do my best to get home. I'm not sure if it was a skinwalker or a wendigo of some kind, but the whole experience spooked the hell out of me, and I thought I'd share it with you here on the show. And thank you for sharing my story, Swamp Dweller. It's very much appreciated. The story I'm about to tell you isn't the longest story, but these are the events that happened in my recollection. My friends, John, Steven, Kilby, and I went to play airsoft. Since we are all fairly lazy individuals, we decided to play at my friend Steven's house. Steven has a massive forest behind his house, which makes it perfect for playing airsoft. We always played airsoft in his backyard. The area we play airsoft is near a big line of power lines, as two sets of woods on other sides, and a hill on one edge. The area is also boxed in by cow fences. The area right under the power lines was a perfectly flat field with no grass. We started at about 4 o'clock. We played about 3 or 4 battles until it started to get dark. Since we aren't sissies, we continued to play for about 30 minutes until it was pitch black outside. Steven and I were deep in the woods while our friends were on the hill shooting at us. This went on for about 10 minutes until Steven finally got hit. This left just me, Kilby, and John. I dropped very close to the ground in order to avoid being spotted. It was while hiding I got a weird feeling in my stomach. You know the feeling you get when you're being watched? Well, it was this infamous feeling. I ignored it at first, but then the feelings got stronger. I stood up and turned around. That is when I saw what looked like a 10-foot-tall tree man. It had like a leaf-like face with two bright eyes. My initial thoughts were, man, it's just a leaf with holes in it. I quickly realized it was getting dark out, so I turned around and that leaf with holes in its eyes suddenly got much closer to me. This would have been enough to make anyone run, but what this made me begin to sprint away because I watched it step forward with this large and menacing grin. The mouth of this thing opened and it was just horrible. I wish I could say I charged it, but being honest, I screamed like a girl and ran. I was screaming while running in an attempt to alert my friends to the presence of this tree demon. My friend Kilby is a very paranoid guy, so he provided quote-unquote covering fire and was yelling for me to run faster. He saw this thing as well and was urging me to continue forward. I eventually caught up to my friends and we began running for our lives. We were about a mile from my friend Steven and we made it to him in no time at all. I've never run so fast in my entire life. My friend John turned around and unloaded his gun and screamed as we ran. This prompted us to run faster. We finally made it to Steven's house, booked it into his house and locked the door behind us. As we were in the house, we started hearing tapping and banging on the windows and doors. We shut off the lights and barricaded the doors. We played in the dark for about 45 minutes. The noise stopped, and we waited for another hour. A painstaking, horrifyingly long hour. I swore I had been there for days. Then we heard a knock at the door. We stayed quiet. Then my phone rang. It was my dad. I picked up and he said, "Son, would you come please open the door?" I went upstairs and opened the door, and sure enough, it was actually my father. I pulled him inside and closed the door. He looked at me and said, "It's time to go." so I grabbed my things and ran out the door and hopped into the car. I and my friends kept in contact the entire time. My house is a good distance away, so I drove home. During this drive, my phone died. I was pissed, so when I got home, I charged my phone again. I had a total of 90 messages. As I looked through them, my friend John was panicking about how the banging was back and there was a voice like mine outside. He was texting me saying, "You dick, this better not be you." Knowing I had nothing to do with it, I called him. He said remarkably calm and he said to me, "Why are you outside?" I responded, "I'm at home," and sent him a picture. His voice got quiverish. He then asked, "Who is that?" I told him to call the cops. He decided not to, and after that he hung up. I called him 8 more times and nothing. I called Steven, nothing. I finally said screw it and called the cops, and nothing. I was getting super worried. I told my dad and mom what was happening. They told me on their way back to pick me up, they heard a weird shriek. My dad is a very logical man, and told me I was just being silly. My mom thought I was just tired and made me go to bed. The next morning, I checked my phone, and my friend John said to me, "Dude, I called you 6 times, why didn't you pick up?" I asked him why he didn't pick up, and he said that I didn't even call. I wondered if that thing we saw messed with our phones or something. I know this seems silly, but it still scares the life out of me to this day. Thanks for listening to these creepy Skinwalker and Wendigo stories. If you enjoyed these stories, please hit that like button as it helps me out a ton. The more likes this video gets, the more YouTube promotes it to fresh new eyes. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video, as I upload them almost every single day on all things natural and supernatural. Another thanks and big appreciation to my friend Vitiv22 who helped me read story number 2 for you guys today. If you enjoyed his voice and his storytelling skills, please be sure to check out his channel, which you can find in the description down below. He does make some very great and entertaining videos on some very great and interesting topics. If you have a story you would like to share in a future video, whether it be a Skinwalker story, a Wendigo one, or something completely different, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that keep this channel going. If you made it all the way to the end of the video, let me know by commenting "backflipping skull," just to confuse everybody in the comments who didn't make it all the way to the end. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video.